Did you record on that? We did record the last one.
I think we recorded the last one.
Now we're recording this one.
Yeah.
I would like more water.
You'd like more water?
It's too late. No, it's fine.
No, I'll pause it. We've already started. I can pause it.
We've already started the fucking podcast. We have to go now. Pause it. You're listening to Sad Putty.
Yeah, see, this time we're back now. I went and got a drink and I actually poured the drinks before starting to record. I'm like the last one.
I feel like it's just an evolution of our podcast. It just keeps getting more and more professional as we go.
So what have you been up to anyway, Mitch? In the minute and a half when I went inside.
Well, I just literally sat here and gathered my thoughts, really. I sort of looked off into the distance and just contemplated what the fuck I'm doing here. Like, I really wanted to, while the garage door was open, just walk over to my car and fucking leave.
Oh, when I went inside, the wife goes, Mitch yells a lot. I go, yeah, he does. It's good.
I don't mean to yell. It's just like a bit yelly.
Words have more meaning when they're louder.
How do you still have a wife?
I don't know. I really, she's just...
Poor Hayley.
She's blind. She has to listen to Morse code.
Listen to your Nokia 3310 just going beep 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 beep.
Hey, number one. Oh, wait, quiz. Wait. Yes, good. What?
Wait, just do you want to give them a recap just so they know what happens on this, or are we just gonna?
Oh yeah, we do the quiz.
The Herald Sun quiz.
Herald Sun quiz. Yeah, today's Herald Sun quiz. No, today's if it was 2 days ago. It's Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. Herald Sun quiz.
So you've gone, so we've, in the first two podcasts,
yeah, oh, it's all
we've done the last 2 days, and now we're going back 3 days into the past. Well, I figure,
yeah, basically. I figure it's...
This doesn't really matter.
It's not like one of the questions is, what happened on December 12th? Even if it did, like, it's not like we're doing a quiz from a couple of days' time. They're from in the past.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a time traveller.
No, we're not. No one's got DeLoreans here. Mm-hmm. What are we... Oh, this is
fantastic. Hey, number one. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Renner, Ralph Fiennes, and Guy Pearce all starred in which 2008 movie?
Who?
Jeremy Renner.
I feel like I make you repeat them all the time.
Yeah, it's okay. Jeremy Renner is Hawkeye from the Avengers.
I only know Hawkeye from MASH.
He wasn't in the Avengers or a movie in 2008.
No, but I do know Hawkeye from MASH. What a show.
Hey, Jeremy Renner, Ralph Fiennes, and Guy Pearce all starred in which 2008 movie? And I think I know who it is.
The Inglourious Basterds.
Really?
No.
Nah. Fuck,
that's wrong.
I'm thinking it's one of the Iron Mans. Because I know Guy Pearce was in it.
Wasn't Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man?
Yeah, but it doesn't... It's not, they're not the only three people in the whole movie.
Didn't they say they starred in it?
Yeah.
The fucking star is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, and Ralph Fiennes wasn't in...
No.
That.
Ray wasn't fine.
Ralph Fiennes was in... He was Voldemort.
Fucking Voldemort's in Iron Man.
It's like Iron Man. They wouldn't let him in. You know Voldemort.
That's actually how he lost his nose.
And he's only angry.
Iron Man punched it off.
Ray Fiennes is only angry because he can't wear glasses when he's Voldemort. That's why Voldemort's angry.
He does do a good job though. He's very pale. He does stay out of the sun.
I like to see the outtakes of him picking his nose, just a hand coming in from the front.
It'd be horrifying. At least you could scratch his brain nice and easy.
You do that trick they used to do in like the circus, the hammer and the nail into the face.
Do you think he'd have an issue? He'd never have an issue snoring, would he? What, do you reckon it'd be like some horrifying snore? Like he's got some sort of internal flap that just
you'd have to wear
vibrates
that...
like he...
You have to wear those hideous... Remember those Oakley sunnies that had the arms that went over the top of your head?
Looking like some sort of future cyborg from 97.
Do you know BMX's Scottish John?
Scottish John, no.
He used to be a Knox local all the time and that sort of stuff. Anyway, he's the only person...
Like Knox Dave?
Yeah. He's the only person I've ever seen that was able to get away with wearing those Oakley sunnies at the top of his head.
There's no getting away with that.
He had a...
He wore them. I'm sure he wore them. He didn't get away
with it. He got away with it because he had a razor-shaved head and he was built like a monster. So he could get away with it. No one's going to tell him not to.
I mean, he's only getting away with it through the fear of violence. Yeah, like, that's exactly. The only way you can get away with that.
That's getting away with it. Hey, I have no idea what movie this is.
You'd look like you would shank people with that. If you wore those glasses and you were a meathead and bald.
Yeah, he probably would. There's a movie made about his life. We should watch it.
Scottish.
Not right now. He's a mate of mine who is a pro BMXer. Now he's a 2IC at Haro. He runs Haro.
Does he still wear those glasses?
I don't think he still wears the glasses.
Oh, God. Imagine going in for a meeting at Haro to be like your very first sponsor and he walks out with those fucking glasses on. You're like, what the fuck?
Jesus.
You'll run what I tell you to run.
I have no idea what movie this is. I keep going Iron Man. I don't think it's Iron Man.
Yeah, I know. Iron Man.
The Hurt Locker.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Oh, geez. You better know this one. Number two. The bass player from Red Hot Chili Peppers is best known by what name?
Flea.
Yeah, that's right. Flea. I'll check it. I'm checking it just in case the people in the
Flea, also, you know, to build on that is something that I feel our listeners will be doing from this podcast. Do you feel like there's definitely phones being thrown out the windows of cars? And
definitely. Hey, number three.
God, you'd have to be sad to listen to this podcast.
Aung San Suu Kyi is a prominent figure in the politics of which country?
China.
China, you reckon?
Definitely. That's a Chinese
Sounds
name.
Like South Korea to me.
Well, I think I might be right.
Myanmar. I've never even heard of the country of Myanmar. I've heard the word Myanmar, but I didn't know it was a country.
Myanmar's got something to do with those little, like, raccoon things. The lemurs.
No, it's Madagascar.
No, that's a movie. No, they're in Myanmar as well. The Madagascar, they fucking are in Myanmar as well. Even though Madagascar is a little cartoon.
Madagascar's
movie.
An island. How could it be in Myanmar?
I'm not saying it's in Myanmar, you idiot.
You just said
There's
that.
There's lemurs in Myanmar. Really? I can guarantee it, yes.
Okay. Right. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it now. Hey, I'll ask Siri. Siri can make a
on
the podcast.
Just hold on for 15 seconds while Deo Googles if there's fucking lemurs in Myanmar. Are you going to ask
Siri? I'm going to ask Siri.
For fuck's sake. You got an iPhone
Siri.
Too, dickhead.
Siri. I'm just going to go over and ask the whippersnipper. Hey, whippersnipper. I do have Siri. Hey, is there lemurs in Myanmar?
This is fucking horrible. This podcast
is... what I found on the web for
it tells me how to convert litres to gallons. I'm just going to look it up. I really want to know if there's lemurs in Myanmar.
You can look at you can look it up after the podcast.
No.
Just assume I'm right.
People love listening to other... The only thing people like more than listening to people Google things is listening to people... Talk about their dreams.
You know what's even better than listening to a podcast of someone fucking Googling something? Sitting in a room making a podcast of someone who's Googling shit. Like, it's fucking terrible.
Oh. There's no lemurs in Myanmar.
Oh, fuck you. There is, so. You're on some fucking...
There's no lemurs in Myanmar.
Oh, you think they got fucking kicked
you're
out?
Wrong, you stupid.
Move
wrong.
Out. Move out of my fucking country.
All right, hey, next question. All right, so we don't know that because we don't even know anything about anything. Oh, Jesus. Number four. Jean Nidetch is widely considered to be a founder of which organisation?
Jean Nidetch has to be the founder of some sort of large tech giant.
You reckon? I'm going to say PETA.
Who?
The
organisation
of the ethical treatment of animals or whatever.
I think she might be the president of NABLA.
I'm going to have a look. What do you reckon?
NABLA. I reckon she's
NABLA?
The president.
You're going NABLA? I'm going PETA. Weight Watchers. that's very different to PETA. It's more EATER. What did you say? NABLA?
NABLA. Yeah, the National Manboy Love Association.
We both.
I think it'd be very ironic if a female was the leader of that.
I think we actually got.
Wait, what was the name?
Jean Nidetch.
Jean's a man's name.
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Oh, Jean Nidetch. Yeah, that's a woman's name. That'd be very ironic if she was the head of the National Manboy Love Association.
Is that what NAMBLA is?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Have you seen the South Park episode about it?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they go on like their trips.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Hey.
Bad people. Very, 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 very bad people.
Yes. Number five. What is the largest country by area in the Horn of Africa?
The Horn of Africa?
I think that's the bottom bit. I think.
It'd have to be South Africa. Oh, no, I'm wrong. In area?
Largest country by area. I think the Horn is like the bottom noodle that hangs off. You got like
the bottom
big,
noodle?
Yeah, it's a geography lesson. Yeah. You got the big guts. And the noodle that hangs off the bottom. I don't know why I'm doing hand motions.
It's like
no one can see I'm doing hand motions.
The old noodle flopping off the bottom of the torso of Africa.
Which is probably also called the Horn, therefore Horn of Africa.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Namibia.
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 All right. Well, I'll say South Africa.
South Africa.
Have you seen that District 9 movie?
Yeah.
I will not shoot the prawn.
Number 5. Let's see. Ethiopia. We're both wrong.
They're pretty hungry there, aren't they?
They are.
Little fun fact about Ethiopia. They're quite hungry.
Number 6. The Tet Offensive was a major military campaign that occurred during which decade? Tet. T-E-T.
The Tet Offensive?
Yeah.
It'd be the 9th... I think it was in the Vietnam War. And I think it was in... What was that, the 70s? Vietnam?
I think so.
Late 60s, early 70s.
You could be right.
I think Vietnam. Yeah, in the 70s, I'd say.
You know what? I reckon I'm going to agree...
You can't but agree because I sound so genius.
No, I'm going to agree. I'm going to say the 70s as well.
Okay.
Let's see. 60s. We're both stupid.
Well, no, I said late 60s, early 70s.
What?
Two birds, one stone.
Why is every question the worst? All right.
You need to screen your quizzes.
I know. We need to just call up the Herald Sun and comply.
We should. We definitely need to do a podcast with the editor of the Herald Sun and maybe... Just say, hey, mate, can you do more podcast-friendly questions?
In most quizzes, maybe we should do it with Trivial Pursuit cards or something, because with those, I seem to do okay, because they don't have questions about, like, well, I guess everything in this is the sort of stuff that might be in that. Maybe I'm just terrible. I'm just not any good. Hey, number 7.
You're definitely not very smart.
Which musical features the characters Tracy and Edna Turnblad?
Pretty unfortunate name, isn't it? Turnblad. I think you get bullied at school with that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that Tina Turner musical, that Turnblad Time. That's the one. Nah.
If I could turn blad. Yeah, that's it. That's a song.
Yeah.
What musical was it?
Yeah. I hate musicals.
You know who would get this? I need to phone a friend.
Phone a friend?
Can I?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to phone a friend.
You've got to put it on speaker, though.
Yeah, I'm going to phone a friend.
Who's going to know it?
Oh, God. You know who will know this?
Who?
My girlfriend Jess, and she will not be happy to be on this podcast. She's probably been the biggest hater of this podcast.
Don't tell her she's on.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to ask her the question. I think I may have mentioned to her that we were going to do a quiz.
Yeah.
But, here we go. You need to read the question, though.
Hello?
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Just watching Half Life.
Oh, nice. That's a nice, wholesome show. Hey, babe, just a quick one. Dave's just got a quick question for you.
We have no idea what this question is, and Mitch reckons you'll know.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello. Hey, which musical features the characters Tracy and Edna Turnblad?
Oh, Hairspray.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes! Hairspray! You know, thank you, babe. Love you, babe. Thank you, love you. I'll give you a call and a leave.
Hung up.
Oh God.
That's cheating, but I'm giving it to you anyway.
I'm sleeping on the couch. Yep.
I wouldn't have known that. But why are you sleeping on the couch? She should be proud.
No, she's so upset that she's on the podcast. She will not be happy about this.
Good. That's even better.
Yeah. I like that we didn't even tell her either. We just sort of
it doesn't matter, it's fine. Hey, you got that one, so good. Number 8. Trevor Gilmore.
How the fuck did she put up with me?
Trevor Gilmeister played for which state in the State of Origin Rugby League matches? I hate rugby so much.
Oh, it'd be the Blues, mate.
What's it, Blues?
New South Wales.
Oh, if you're saying New South Wales, I'm going to say Queensland, because I have no idea.
Or did he play for the Big V?
Played for a bunch of virgins.
No, Victoria.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought when we were talking about New South Wales and Queensland,
no, and
the virgins. Hey,
it's a try series.
They really try, really hard. Are you going New South Wales?
Yep.
Queensland? Yes.
Fuck.
Ha.
Huh. I hate this podcast.
All right.
God, this is terrible.
Number 9.
Okay.
How am I supposed to know this? True or false? The 2018 Commonwealth Games opening ceremony was held on 4th of April. It's a true or false question. Seems like it's always number 9.
4th of April. That's...
Always number 9 that's true or false.
What year was it?
2018.
The 4th of April. I'm going to say yes. I'm sure it was.
You got a 1 in 365 chance. Oh, 366 chance because it's a leap year when the Commonwealth Games are on.
It is a leap year, isn't it?
Yeah, one in 366 chance of guessing right.
They should have it on the 29th of February. I think that'd be more important.
It would be pretty good. You've got a 0.3% chance of guessing it right.
Good maths, mate. Yeah, I'm going to say that's right then. I'm going to say it was.
I'm going to say...
You have to say false because I said true.
I don't have to.
Get off my answer. Get off my fucking answer.
I'm going to go true as well.
Oh, fuck you.
True.
Oh, yeah, lucky you. I knew the answer. I fucking studied the Commonwealth Games, mate.
Hey, we had a 0.3% chance of guessing it. Hey, all right.
true or false? We had a 0.3% chance of guessing it.
Actually, what would it be? 0.28? What is it?
Oh, fucking put your phone down, mate. We don't need it.
Hey, Siri, what's 1 divided by 366?
This is the worst. No one's listening to this. No one's listening.
Everyone's listening to it.
No one will listen to this shit.
It's about 0.002732.
Oh, so 0.27% chance.
Oh, we're geniuses.
Yeah. Hey, all right. You should know this one. If you don't know this one, you can get out of my house.
What number is this?
Number 10.
Oh, fuck. Two more questions and I can get out of your house.
A solar system has how many known planets, not including dwarf planets? I'll give you a little tip. Pluto's class as a dwarf planet.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. All because of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, because it was on Twins, wasn't it?
Twins?
Like, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Neptune and then Danny DeVito's.
I don't know what's going on.
Not a dwarf. Like Neptune and Pluto were twins.
One was Arnold
Schwarzenegger and the other one was Danny DeVito.
I thought it was Lord of the Rings. They have like the full-size planets then all the dwarf planets.
Oh, you're the fucking worst.
Lord of the Rings is the worst.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is way worse than you.
Lord of the Rings, the only thing worse than Lord of the Rings is Star Wars.
Oh, don't you fucking dare. Don't you bring Star Wars hatred into this.
Stupid Star Wars.
Fuck you. Have you ever watched it?
No.
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, The Adventures of Space Dog and the Rubbish Bin. No one cares about it.
You're the fucking worst.
Answer the question.
Have to listen to what you're saying.
Answer the question.
It's a fucking staple. It's a staple of pop culture. You're a piece of shit. You've got like Star Trek.
No, I don't like anything like
you're
that.
You're a sucker in the Spock's ears.
I don't like Star Wars or Star Trek.
Let me suck your ears again. So you sound. That's a direct quote from you. That's a direct fucking quote. Let me suck on your ears, Spock.
You can either like Star Wars, you can either like Star Trek, you can like Star Wars and Star Trek, or you can like girls. You can't have any crossover.
What was that?
Oh, girls.
Dave likes us.
I don't know what's going on.
You promised.
Answer the question.
Yeah. So you got
solar system has how many known planets, not including dwarf planets?
Jupiter and Saturn. Maybe 8.
8 it is. I'm going to double check it just in case. Yep, 8. What is the official currency of Italy?
The euro?
Correct. Yeah, the euro. Definitely.
Oh, that's like...
It used to be the lira. More sport ones. Number 12. Who won the Wimbledon ladies singles title from 1982 to 1987?
Not Martina Hingis. Was it
Stabby? One who got stabbed today? Monica Seles?
It's pretty early. I think she was 90s, like with Martina Hingis.
Yeah, well, I remember her getting stabbed when I was born in 1982 and I wasn't watching tennis when I was none. So, I don't think that's how you were. I
wasn't watching tennis.
That was my kid. My kid's none.
Stabby.
I can't believe you let your nine-year-old watch the stab.
I can't believe the tennis player got stabbed. Who stabbed it?
What? Someone who didn't like her.
No shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I really like you. Here's a stabbing.
Yeah.
That's not something you'd normally hear.
Monica Seles, she was stabbed by, I think it was...
Another tennis player. No, it was a linesman.
No, it was like the boyfriend of another tennis player or something stupid like that.
Really?
Did you look at your phone to go look it up then?
No, I would not cheat like you do.
that's not to do with the question. The question
this
wasn't
is
about
very dishonest. You have all the answers right in front of you. You're just looking
the question,
at them and just pretending you don't know.
The question isn't who stabbed Monica Seles. The question is who won the Wimbledon ladies singles title, 1982 to 1987.
You know what would make that quiz better? What? If the question was who stabbed Monica Seles. That was like in the Herald Sun quiz.
Isn't that one
with... It'd make you think.
Isn't that one with the cartoon rabbit? Who stabbed Monica Seles?
No, where in the world's... It's about where in the world's...
Not where in the world's... Where in the world's Roger Rabbit? You think of where in the world's Carmen Sandiego. No one stabbed her.
Not yet. She keeps gallivanting around the
corner. Yeah. She goes to Frank's to just get shanked.
Don't come to Kennebunk again, Carmen San Diego.
Carmen San Diego's exploring around Cambodia, and then she goes to Hampton Park and someone bottles up. We're in the city. We're in the city of Casey's, Carmen San Diego.
Oh god. Oh Carmen. Oh god. Where will she get bottled next?
She's just been down getting her fix at Hallam Station.
Oh god.
Quick! Who stabbed
Hi, I'm Carmen San Diego. I've made a new friend.
Who stabbed Monica Seles? Actually, no, the question's not who stabbed Monica Seles. Who won the Wimbledon ladies singles titles from 1982 to 1987?
I have to. I don't actually know. I'd have to say Martina Hingis, even though I know that's wrong.
I'm going with Monica Seles, even though I know it's wrong. You were half right.
Monica Lewinsky.
No. She's never been into the city of Casey at all. No, Martina Navratilova. A different Martina.
Oh, she's one with the crazy dad.
No, that was...
Kournikova.
No, that was Yelena Dokic.
Oh, old Crazy Bill Dokic, or whatever his name was.
Crazy Bill. Her dad was Crazy Bill Dokic. Old
Crazy Bill Dokic.
She's the bad guy from Back to the Future
crazy
3.
Crazy Bill Dokic is screaming at her kid again.
Demir Dokic.
Demir.
Crazy Bill. I can see he got Crazy Bill.
That's what he went by at the pub. When he was getting angry before he went to tennis. He was getting drunk before he went to tennis practice. Wait in the car.
Well, we both got that wrong. I'm giving you half a point for that. Because I know...
There's no way we're getting that answer.
I know... I'm giving you half a point because I know you were on the right track with Martina.
I know that you did the right thing earlier in the podcast and paused it while you poured water, but it's late in the podcast and no one's listening, so I'm just going
to
do it anyway.
I'm about to go.
Do you want some water?
No, thanks. I'm about to go have a piss while recording. I don't think I should do that. All right, well, I gave you half.
I think you should.
I'm giving you half a point for that one.
Okay.
So...
How do I... Half's good.
One,
I'll take that.
2, 3, 4, 5.5 for Mitch. 5.5 for Mitch, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for me. You beat me.
Well, that's because I'm smarter, Dan.
That's definitely probably correct.
You do realise that the Herald Sun quiz is basically an IQ test.
That's what they do. You try it out for the police force or something like that, and they're like, what's the official currency of Italy? We're in City of Casey's, come in San Diego.
Hey, Mr. Nasser, I need a job. I got 11 on the quiz last week. Oh, come here, man. They take you into a separate room. He got 11. He got 11. Everyone's around.
That one was actually fun. I feel like we're progressively doing a bit better with each one, but we're still terrible.
Well, we've got 6 last.
Yeah, we've got 6 last one. You know what I think we need to do? We need to have some actual smart people do the quiz with us one day. And see if they miss a heap of them to make us feel better.
I don't really know any smart people, do I? I mean,
yeah, do I.
Obviously, I'm friends with you, so I don't know anyone
I'm
smart.
I'm sitting in a garage with you.
Looking at a soulless 6-in-1 robot.
Well, yeah.
It's basically a beer can that can turn into a fucking bottle yacht.
We're going to have to do this more often. So, yeah, we'll have to catch up more. But do you want to... What do you reckon we should do? Just... Should we tell people to actually share it with other people, or should we tell people just to listen to it in their own closet?
I just feel like there's actual comedians that do podcasts that are actually funny, and we're just fucking retarded. We're just stupid idiots.
We don't even bring clever to the table.
No clever, no comedy, we're just idiots.
Well, either way, if there's anyone you don't like, share this podcast with
them. Yeah, if you hate someone, it's a perfect Christmas gift. Get them to subscribe to this podcast. It'll cost you no money, and it'll fucking ruin their lives.
Hey, you feel like screaming at your phone? Listen to Sad Party.
Ever want to look in the mirror and punch yourself in the scrotum?
Sad Party, we're not good.